These people, they are not being very efficient. Let's see, Roseanne. You got a question, Roseanne? You going to fuck up, too?
God. Hey, Bob.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Speak. Yes.
Hi, Ion.
Hey, Annie.
Is Melania ascended?
Of course.
And is President Trump ascended?
He's ascending.
Uh-huh. So is she going to make more of a statement than he?
You'll see.
And some of these changes that are going to come about, him
empirically.
Signing off.
Empirically.
That means inevitably? What does empirically mean?
Look it up.
No, empirically can be evident to the senses. Is that what you mean? Evidently, empirically, it is. It's an isness.
Empirically.
Okay.
Imperial.
Go ahead, Roseanne.
Imperial.
She's been, I mean, the view of her, because I think she's coming into the world now as someone that we all look up to, the way she dresses and carries herself. She seems to be very pure, so is that true?
Yes.
Could she be more powerful than Clinton when she tried to run
for office? By 100 million.
And was Clinton, was that really her, or was that another Clinton that showed up?
That was another Clinton. The other one was in the hospital.
Aha. Uh-huh. And what about
the clone one? The clone one is still fucked up too. She was staggery anyway, but it wasn't the real one anyway.
Yes, I noticed that when she's walking down the hall. And what about
with
Mr.
Clinton? With the bobblehead. He's passed away.
Really?
Oh, yeah, the original Obama is gone, and then now is the double. Did something happen to the double?
We're talking about Clinton, Bob.
Clinton.
Oh, Bill Clinton is gone? Passed away?
Yeah, he passed away.
And will
is the double acting ill or is ill for Bill Clinton?
The double is ill, yeah.
Oh well. They did not look well. And
you got Jimmy and Rosalind Carter who are 10,000 years old and they look great. They dance down them steps like they was like damn Gracie and George.
Yeah, they didn't. The Clintons did not look happy. They didn't look real.
Mm-hmm.
Just a minute, Roseanne. Okay. Rose Carter, is that her name? Roseanne Carter, Rose Carter?
Rosalind.
Rosalind. She would not look at different. When they were standing on the podium there, when people walked by, she'd look down. Was she pissed at the whole Washington scene?
No, she knows that they're a mess. She didn't want to get involved with them. She knew people were
watching her,
and they seen what she's seen. She's trying to stay right. She could live another 100 and so years.
Yeah, but was she communicating on purpose, not making eye contact?
Yes, she absolutely was.
Right, she was an actress there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Rose, continue.
And she looked through Lynn Cheney like she wasn't even there, like she was a ghost. The damnest thing you ever seen. Look any closer.
I didn't know Lynn Cheney was on the podium, but she was.
She was right behind Hillbillary with him and his plastic heart in his pocket and his big old Texas hat on. That was Tricky Dick.
That was Tricky Dick?
Yeah, Dick Cheney.
Was President Trump. So, obviously, he's coming across with a lot of power, and I guess with the red tie, that even gives him a lot more power. But with Obama sitting in the background and Mrs. Obama, did they feel a lot of jealousy from Melania? Was Mrs. Obama feeling uncomfortable?
Did you look at her hair? She looked like she just got out of bed and tied it off and jumped in her chenille bathrobe and went to the inauguration.
When I looked at her, she didn't look very happy. I don't know, maybe a jealousy.
Okay, you're saying so, that Michelle is jealous of Melania.
Not jealousy. She now lives in a world with she now lives in a world with no hope, and she just did the first thing that no one else has done. She's a black first lady, and now they're supposed to spend the rest of eternity undone to wipe every name off of every building, off of every hieroglyph of all of Egypt. They're going to be removed as though they never were. And so that's sad that they spent 8 years being perfect and nobody's even going to remember. In 3 years, they'll not even remember their names.
Wow.
You'll see. Have a happy, happy evening. We'll see you tomorrow. Be there with Bell's on.
Okay, thank you, Ion.
Au revoir.